back in 1987 and 1988 when I was fighting a battle to keep U.S. West from constructing a tall, guide-lighted cell phone tower on our bird migration pathway, I made a disturbing discovery about how powerful interests influence news coverage. U.S. West claimed that the tower was essential not only for starting up cell phone coverage in the area, but also in order for people in Lakewood Township to get 911 service. So I called up the woman in charge of implementing 911 services for St. Louis County. She told me that the antenna that would link Lakewood Township to the 911 system was already operational on an existing tower in Duluth. The reason people in the township didn't yet have the service was because they were still in the process of switching from rural route numbers to street addresses. That had to be done throughout the entire serviced area first. I immediately notified the News Tribune reporter who was covering the issue. He double-checked and confirmed my information. U.S. West refused to be interviewed regarding it, but the reporter included that information in his next story about the tower, but somebody over his head deleted it before publication. And in every story, the News Tribune continued to include a paragraph about how cell phone towers are used to provide space for 911 antennas, irrelevant to the situation as this was, along with the line that cell phone service is used by police and fire departments where conventional radio channels aren't private enough or don't have enough capacity, although that too was not an issue in this situation. I was tired of being painted as someone who cared more about birds than human beings, so I wrote a letter to the editor at the News Tribune affirming the likelihood that the tower would kill significant numbers of birds and explaining, with solid facts from the county, that construction of the tower was in no way linked to 911 service in Lakewood Township. My letter was printed in the paper, but with the entire paragraph about 911 cut out. Fortunately, I'd sent the identical letter to the Duluth Budgeteer, which printed it in full. Anyone at the paper capable of shame perhaps felt some embarrassment, but no one working there mentioned that to me, and the paper never acknowledged their role in deceiving the public about how this tower was never intended to be part of the 911 system. They did make one significant policy change, though. After that, they started requiring anyone who sent them a letter for publication to affirm that they had not sent the same letter anywhere else. I've been thinking about how easy it is for the media to skew reporting while appearing on the outside fair and balanced, as I see coverage of the Viking Stadium issue. The issue has been boiled down to one of aesthetics, and the media keep making it sound like the fritted glass is cloudy or that it keeps light out. Audubon Minnesota and other bird advocates have given the press abundant photos and evidence that fritted glass is mostly transparent and very brilliant, and also that it is much more energy efficient than the glass currently on order for the stadium, but the media completely leave those photos out of the discussion. The Javits Center, a major glass structure in New York City, was constructed with the exact fritted glass proposed as the bird-safe alternative for the Viking Stadium. The Dallas Cowboys Stadium also uses this glass. But the media keep talking as if the only alternatives are the beautiful plans or some dingy, ugly alternative. The public has been bamboozled into thinking this issue pits a beautiful stadium against saving a few birds. The wiser glass choice will also save money and energy, both for heating and cooling. Sadly, the concept of conflict of interest doesn't keep the media from covering a story that benefits their advertisers and limiting access to some of the most important information. So not much has changed since 1987, has it? I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.